takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
And now I want to talk about a word I say that people make fun of me. And I guess it's just something I learned growing up. But most people call it a living room. But at times I call it a parlor.
No, I always call it a parlor.
Oh, you call it a parlor?
Yeah, I'm a parlor person, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because my grandma.
Why don't you two just sit down and have a nice cup of tea?
Yeah, cup of tea in the parlor.
Well, my grandma would always say, like, you know, it's in the parlor, go in the parlor, or whatever, play in the parlor, watch TV in the parlor. Yes. Like, that's what I call it, too. Yeah. And when I say it, and it just sometimes it comes out, and sometimes when it comes out, people look at me like, what are you talking about? That's where they lay the bodies. Like, you know, it's a funeral parlor.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I call it a parlor. It was always a parlor when I was growing up.
Did you say parlor?
Yeah, growing up it was parlor. But in my own home, I say living room.
It has got to be a central northern thing because down in South Jersey, that's not what we say. We say living room.
No, usually you go, yee-haw!
Shut up!
But it's just not common now.
It's father's platoon!
Like, or, you know, grandmothers. You know,
yeah.
Brought it, you know, down to us. I don't think the younger generation says parlor. Well,
I don't think either one of my grandmothers said parlor, but one was from Philly and one was from South Jersey. So.
Right. And I've said it, like, I mean, it just comes out sometimes and people, like, look at me like, what? Did you just say that?
I look at you it's a like, lot like
when,
that.
When there was this lady and she was putting on, she was talking about some lady who put on too much makeup and I said, oh, what, did she have too much rouge? And
I'm like,
what?
I'm like, rouge?
What?
They're like, they haven't used rouge in like 50 years.
I think the main difference is rouge is a cream that you put on and blush is the powder. Yeah. But most
Grandma
of
had
us,
rouge.
Yeah, most of us now use the powder. Right. It's blush. It's not rouge. But you know what rouge means?
No.
It's just a word for red.
Well, I figured it was like some kind of
it's French for red.
Okay.
Yeah, I call it rouge.
Okay.
Every time you put it on every morning.
But if you say that around other people, like Alicia just went, what? You know.
See,
like,
you two put on your rouge in the parlor. We put on our blush in the living room.
See?
I'm just saying, it's just, you know, it's another one of those words. And I said it as, you know, matter of fact.
We talk like old people.
Now,
that's
fine. Do you get your food from the cupboard or the pantry?
Actually, we have cabinets, but that white thing over there. Sometimes we call it either one because I don't think either one of us ever had one before.
We never had. I didn't.
So we didn't know what to call it. So we call it cupboard or pantry. I think usually we call it the pantry.
Yeah, that's what I always call it.
I would call it shelving unit. Like I have no idea.
How home do you call
like
you?
A blank slate.
Yeah. I get my food from some Chinese guy who comes every night, rings a bell.
That's great.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net. And look us up on Facebook.
They found Amelia Earhart. Maybe. There's an island. They might have found Amelia Earhart's finger. There was an island that they thought maybe she might have landed near and then swam to or whatever. And they found a body there in like the 40s, but they didn't have enough technology to figure out what it was. And then now the body's gone. I'm like, what? Where did you put the body?
Oh.
I'm like, come on. But then they found a finger. And they think it's hers. Mm. And now they can take it back. Now we're testing. They can probably figure out if it really was her. Or not. So.
That's weird how they can test it, though. Like, test it to what?
I guess DNA.
Yeah, but even that, like, what do they do? Do they have a sample of her DNA?
Or, like, her hair or something like that. Like, they may have that.
Like, my little hair in my baby book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's enough to
that's,
test
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. Whoa.
I guess so. So if you, you know, crash land on an island one day and we find your finger...
It won't be the middle finger.
Yeah. That's so funny. When I was reading the story, and then the first comment was on her. After all these years, Amelia Earhart finally gave us the finger.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That would be interesting to see if they found her, you know. Some people think that maybe she lived.
Yeah, and she was with somebody. The poor guy never gets credit. Like, I forget his name. Like, Peter Noonan or something. I forget his name. But he was, like, the co-pilot. The poor guy's like, hey, you know, I'm stranded here, too. Hello. He never gets talked about because it was him and her.
Wow.
So if they lived, because they found other things there. They found, like shells, you know, they cracked open because they were eating the crabs or whatever. Mm. They found glass bottles that you could tell were heated from the bottom. So they were cooking things.
So why wouldn't you think it was them then? Like,
I don't know, because they might have thought it was somebody else. I mean, I don't know.
It would have to be.
I guess. You know, I don't know if people lived on the island or not, but I'm interested to see how that all turns out, because I'd love for it. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Lived.
I wonder how her finger came off.
I think the animals will eat them after that. I mean, the rest of the body's gone. The bones are just scattered all over the place. And then they found that one body. And the thing about when they found the body, they didn't find the hands. So
maybe it's her.
Maybe it, you know. But then they can't find the body. I'm like, come on. Find the body. But you had mentioned Oswald's coffin went up for sale.
Right. They were auctioning Oswald's coffin. He was in the coffin for 20 years.
I read it.
He was in the coffin for 20 years. Then they dug him up because they, I guess they wanted, his wife wanted to see if he was really in there or something.
Yeah, she thought it was a Russian spy.
Yeah, they thought they switched when he was in Russia. And I'm like,
oh. So they gave him a different coffin, but that original coffin is for sale. Can you imagine that? I mean, like, he spent 20... I mean, he was dead, but he spent 20 years in that coffin. Would you want that coffin to be yours?
No. I wouldn't want anybody's coffin. I don't want a brand new coffin.
I'd make it a coffee table.
A coffin table?
Coffin table. Then I'd buy a coffee table book about Kennedy and put it on top of it.
Oh.
Then as the person's reading it, you just smirk.
Yeah, but your coffee cup would never balance because the tops are always round.
I don't know. It might not have been.
It's just a pine box. How many pallbearers? The news report. He got buried the same day Kennedy got buried.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody was there except for a couple news people, and they had to be their pallbearers. Like, we can't carry this coffin. Anybody around? And then the people had to carry it.
Instead of, like, taking pictures while they're carrying it.
You would think that somebody would have said, oh, wait, no, we shouldn't bury these two on the same day. Like, you'd think that somebody would have said that.
If you bought the coffin, would you lay in it?
No. I wouldn't buy it.
What if they gave it to you?
I wouldn't take
it. I'd turn around and sell it.
I would probably give it to you.
I don't know what I'd do with it, but it would just be interesting to have.
Well, I mean, let's say it didn't, like, reek or whatever. It didn't
I'm
smell.
Sure they cleaned it.
I don't think you could ever get it all out of there.
But even if it didn't smell, like... It's still creepy. Yeah, sure, he's right. I mean, it's, you know, a bad guy was in there. Like, it's, you know, it's not... All right, go ahead, make poke fun.
No, I am.
See, I want one of those.
A good guy's coffin?
I want a good guy coffin.
It don't matter to me.
No, doesn't matter?
Nah, it's just interesting. Like, you see the
old one with pockets.
You see the old clips of him getting buried, and, like, you have that coffin. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. A piece of history, I guess. I want a coffin with the inside, so the inside has pockets.
So you can organize your...
Oh, so I can organize things.
You're laying there
and
eternity.
And I want, like, a string that attaches to a bell up above the grave. In case I wake up.
Bates Belfry.
That's a good idea.
Called.
I like that.
Do you remember hearing stories like they actually did that? Like, the grave?
Yeah, they didn't know if they were dead, so they built that thing with a string.
But can you imagine...
Bates Belfry or something.
I don't know if it ever happened, but maybe it did happen. Like, wouldn't that be weird? Like, if you're the grave shift guy, whatever, or girl, whatever, and
you hear the bells ring?
You take your shovel, you dig them up, person comes out, thank you! It's like, freaky.
That's why they invented that bell.
Right.
Like, they somebody in my family that happened to, they dug them up, and they were upside down.
Oh, that's freaky! But wait, there's not enough room to turn upside down.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
So does that mean they were alive?
I don't know. They dug them up for whatever reason. I guess they just, you know, wanted to move the body. Like, you know, great uncle or whatever. And when they dug them up, they opened up the coffin and the body was upside down.
Oh, that's freaky. Mm-hmm. But why would you even open the coffin? Like, if you're just going to move the body? Like, they must have had a reason to open the coffin.
Maybe he just rolled. Like when they picked up the coffin.
Nah, it's not like they flip it around.
Were there scratch marks?
No, but it was just upside down, or she, whoever. But, you know, I guess when they disinter it and then they go rebury it, they might put it in another coffin. So they say, okay, let's take him out of this coffin, because the coffin's like half shot, and put him in another one, and open that thing up and see the body upside down. Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
I think they did that to Lincoln. Like, didn't they move? They,
I don't know.
They dug him up, whatever, and they put
Sherry's
him in his...
Sherry's all grossed out. She's like this.
They were afraid... I think they were afraid that someone was going to steal Lincoln's body, and they ended up, like, put him... For, like, a year...
Oh, he was like in the basement
was in, like,
thing.
Yeah, like, a basement of a mausoleum in a corner with, like, a bag of mulch on him or something like that.
Wait, basement of a what?
Mausoleum.
Okay. Just checking.
Whatever.
Just checking. I wanted.
What'd I say? Mausoleum?
Mausoleum, I think.
Mausoleum.
Where Muslims get buried.
Yeah, mausoleum. Great. But anyway, like, yeah, like, I guess people have, I don't know. And they actually, oh, and I think in this one, they did open the coffin. Like, the people who knew about this would go in there and periodically open the coffin and check on Lincoln. See if he, is he still there? Like, poor Lincoln. Like, and his,
we rest already.
I think his son was involved, too, like Lincoln's son or whatever. They would open up and make sure he's still there. And they said that, like, he still had, like, color on his face and stuff like that. He was, like, a little bit orangey or something. He ended up turning, like, the color of a penny, which is ironic.
Actually coppery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you gotta see that special.
That's where they got the idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Band Chatter. When the WAG's not busy writing, recording, and rehearsing, this is what takes place.
Welcome to the Shooby Lounge, featuring Ryan Bauer on drums and dance moves.
The next album, Shooby Lounge.
Shooby Lounge. Shooby Lounge.
This has been another episode of Band Chatter. To hear which songs make it out of band practice and are actually recorded, please visit www.thewagband.com.
All right, what do you want to do this week, Brian?
All right, we're going to do Brino's musical quiz.
Oh, okay. Would you enjoy your quiz show music for that?
Yes, let's hit it.
Hit it.
Kick it in, as I would say. All right, so this week, we're going to play Brino's musical quiz, and I just want to go over the rules real quick, okay?
Go ahead.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys musical questions. I'm going to go around the table clockwise. I'll go clockwise.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you a question. Give me the answer, and if you get it correct, you'll get a correct, and then you move along. We'll move on to the next person. If you get it wrong...
You're wrong. You're wrong.
You'll get buzzed and you're out of the game. Out of the game. That's it. One shot.
Damn.
You better You better have not have
hard questions.
Well, no, you don't.
I'm not telling you.
Anything besides Rush?
No, I don't even want Rush questions. I want normal in the lexicon of. Did you pick questions for specific people?
No.
So it's just normal questions.
It's normal random. God bless you. Normal, random musical questions.
Okay.
If you go mahumana humana humana too long,
okay. Don't go.
You're gone.
Just watch. Watch it. Nope.
All right.
Don't get excited.
Now the winner is the last person that's still in the game. But I do believe in last lick. So if I start off with Alicia and she gets it wrong, and then Brian gets it wrong, doesn't mean Sherry automatically wins. Sherry's got to get the answer correct. Okay. So I'm going to go around until we do the last licks thing.
Okay.
Now there is a couple of oddities here.
Go ahead.
One is that you get the opportunity for a lifeline. Now I picked the lifeline.
Okay.
Okay. And I will let you know who the lifeline is.
Okay.
If you're unsure of the answer, you could say, all right, who's the lifeline? I will tell you who it is.
There's only one lifeline.
Only one lifeline. Now, the winner...
For a person or for the whole group? Like, just one
I think one person we had to share.
Right.
Him or her.
Yes, him or her. And now, the winner of the game gets to be known as the champ for the next time that we play.
Where's my trophy?
No, there's no trophies. There's no budget in this game. So, the winner of the game gets to be known as the champ, and they get to choose a lifeline for the next time.
Oh.
Now, the lifeline they choose for the next time is going to be added to the lifeline that I picked. So we're going to roll. It's going to be 50-50 at that point who the lifeline is.
Oh, so you can flip.
Yeah, exactly.
Those lifelines have to be available.
Yes. Well, okay. I don't know. You know, you could call them, and if they're not available, well, then you're then you lose.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You ready?
So tell me when you'd like to begin.
Now?
Go ahead.
Okay, let's hear a little bit about our contestants for today. Alicia, I have a question for you. If you were a cloud, what cloud would you be?
Cumulonimbus.
Okay. Brian.
Yes.
Rough start.
As far as soap goes, what aroma do you like with your soap?
I like ivory.
Ivory?
Ivory. It's nice.
Okay.
It's good.
Sherry, what flavored... I'm done with you, Brian. I'm sorry. Sherry, what flavored soda would you be if somebody asked?
What flavored soda?
Ginger ale.
We know it's not cherry. But,
okay, welcome, contestants, to the game. And as I am your host, Brian O. Okay, we're going to be
ready.
We're going to begin with Alicia.
No.
Okay.
Get ready.
Now, in this particular, and the quiz is going to change weekly, but in this particular quiz, I'm going to ask you a question, and you're going to tell me the artist. Now, for example, you're going to tell me the artist, not the writer of the song. Here's my example. Who just wants to be your teddy bear?
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley would win. Correct.
I'm so going to suck now, at this game.
Okay, but now if different people do it.
Yeah, I try to pick songs that are specifically one person.
Okay.
And as I am the host, I'm the final judge, so... It's up to me.
Oh, okay. Did lyrics the last time? Did you do
we
like
did.
Fun lyrics? But yeah,
now we're changing it week by week. Uh-huh. This time, you're going to name the artist.
No. Oh, I got that one right.
Oh, I'm so bad.
No.
You suck.
No. Okay, now, as far as volume is concerned, I think, Alicia, you need to come in a little bit further because that was very quiet. That was Elvis Presley.
Oh, I didn't say you suck loud enough. Sorry.
Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Alicia. Who was born in the USA?
Bruce Springsteen.
Correct. Brian Mowry.
Yes, sir.
Who was born in East LA?
Cheech and Chong.
All right, I'm going to give it to you. It's actually just Cheech Marin.
I thought it was Rudy Yankovic.
Sherry. Who built this city on rock and roll?
Oh.
Dire Straits.
Bummer! What if one of us...
You're wrong!
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, if somebody else answers the question, they are also out of the game. Because that question is going to be used again, perhaps in the next quiz, as a random question.
Should be the next person.
So what if one of us knows?
No, go right down.
I created the rules, and it's going to be recycled into the next quiz.
By the way, I think Mark Knopfler just shot himself. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Sherry, but there'll be other quizzes. There'll be next week.
Okay, so now,
Alicia.
What?
Who gets their kicks above the waistline, Sunshine?
Oh, it's from the musical Chess.
Come on.
And I know his name. I think it starts with an M.
You're wrong!
Sorry, don't say the answer, Brian, because that question's going to be reused.
Oh, yes, it is! Nope. It does start with an M!
I'm sorry, you're out of the game, Miss Van Sant.
I don't care! It does start with an M!
But maybe it does, but you took too long. I told you the Muhammad Ahamma is...
I didn't say Muhammad Ahamma.
I understand. I'm sorry. If Brian gets this question correct...
I get to be called champ.
He is the champ. Oh, you know what?
Yes.
All right, I didn't do the lifeline.
But you didn't know.
Okay.
No one asked, though.
No one. Oh, that's right. No one asked.
She didn't ask for it. She don't get it.
All right, you have to remember. Oh, that's okay. They'll be next week. All right, Brian.
Can be a little bit longer, though?
Brian.
Than 5 seconds.
Nah, he wants it to roll.
Oh, it's got
to
roll. Rock and roll, baby.
Rock and roll.
All right, Brian, for the win.
Ooh.
Who is going to drive you home tonight?
Who's going to drive you home tonight?
Don't.
Cars?
Oh.
Correct! Brian Mowry, you won this week's quiz.
The champ.
The champ.
And you had 50 questions?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, why don't we do another round? Come on.
Seriously.
Nope, that's it for this week. Thank you very much.
No. Bye now.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Don't get home until like whatever, like 6:30, whatever. I give you guys time to. This segment is for the Homedale Police Department, so I can prove my innocence. So you guys don't get home until like 6:30,
right?
Nice.
So I'm
normally,
and then I always come down early to beat the traffic. And if I'm early, I'll pull over somewhere and just try to take a nap. So I pull in by the Barnes and Noble over here on Route 35.
Oh, okay.
I pull in and I see two cops, and they're kind of
She's just sitting in the parking lot in the back. You know, so then I pull in and I'm like, I didn't do anything wrong. You know, I'm saying to myself, I can't just pull out. Because then they're going to think it's something weird. And I'm like, well, why don't I just go walk into Barnes? And I'm like, no, I'm just going to go to sleep. I'm not doing anything wrong. If they come up to my car, they come up to my car.
You could say you were waiting for somebody.
Right? Right at the window with the flashlight.
After how long?
Not long. Maybe like 3 minutes. I set my alarm. Gosh. I laid down. And I was just getting a little comfy. And yeah, hello. And then they, oh, God. And they just, you give me a license. You take drugs. Have you been arrested?
What?
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I had the same thing happen to me about 2 months ago.
You just had that face.
Brake light out. Yeah, I know. Like, not for nothing.
You did have a brake light out. Remember, I remember I told you about
you
it.
You know, that one was that one's different. I had a different brake light.
Oh, my gosh.
And the guy pulled me over. He had the same amount of questions. You know, but then you do the right thing because they're right. It looks a little weird.
Yeah.
You know, and none of my answers were coming out. Oh, normal.
Were you being you?
No. I was fine. It was just that I didn't, like, nothing made sense. Like, here's your license. Okay, you're from Rockaway. What are you doing down here? And I'm like, what am I going to tell him? I'm an idiot? I've been driving to band practice an hour and a half every, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, I can't tell him that story. Oh, where do you work? Jersey City. So what are you doing down here now? Well, I have band practice, but they don't get home till 6:30. So you sleep in the parking lot? I'm like, yeah. And then he sees, because I have a couple prescription pills. Oh, he sees one of my pill, my like things that I leave on my keychain. He's just like, don't move. And he picks up the little broken pill thing that was in my car.
Your little
that broke, yeah, that broke off my keychain. And he's like, what's in this? I'm like, and then I tell him, I open up the one I have, I show him this. Luckily, I had a prescription bottle in my car. So then she looks at the prescription bottle and says, Garfield? I thought you lived in Rockaway. I'm like, no, I used to live in Garfield.
Now I live in Yonkers.
Now I live in, yeah, now it's like all over the place. I'm like, no, I used to live there. Now I live here. I have band practice. Your name came up.
What? Don't talk about me.
He kept asking me. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know their address. I'm like, it's 35. Well, what's the guy's name? Like Brian Ostering.
Oh.
Like,
and they'll find your dad, and then he'll totally be in trouble. And this is why you don't name children after yourself.
Oh my God. They didn't look you up or anything. I think I took my license. All right, just hang out here. You know, and then the one cop goes, he's looking in the back of the car. He's like, can you open the back of your car? What, do you live in your car? And it's just closed, and I'm just dumping over seltzer water bottles. That was very accommodating. And I said, okay, no, sir, I'll show you everything you need. Here's seltzer water. Here's a book. Here's sweatpants when I go to the gym. Here's a newspaper from 4 weeks ago. You know what I mean?
Prep for your imaginary radio show.
This is my notebook for my imaginary radio show. Oh, my God. They were very nice.
Did they laugh at you?
No, but they just couldn't figure it out. Like, the more questions they asked...
The worse it got,
because I'm like, none of my answers make sense. I'm not from around here. How long have you been doing this? 13 years, so? So I've been in 13 years, and I almost mentioned the name of the band. I'm like, well, you don't know the WAG? They didn't want to lock me up. Threw away the key.
So then they just stopped, 13 years stopping in the Barnes and Nobles to sleep.
And like a dummy, he asked me, not him, me, he asked me, he goes, pull into parking lots a lot and go to sleep. I'm like, yeah. And nothing sounded right.
And you never got your nap, did you?
No! All I wanted to do was sleep. I was so tired.
Oh, poor Brian.
And then I'm like, all right. So then after everything's done, they're done searching my car and laughing about the mess that is my car. He's like, all right, you can go. Sorry, you know, thanks for cooperating. Because, what are you going to do? They're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So I commend you, Homedale Police Department, if you're listening. You did the right thing.
Yeah,
because
all
I'm a suspicious character, trust me. But I understood what they were doing, so you'd just be nice, and you'd be very, right. You know, I could have been a jerk and be like, well, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
What aren't I doing? Or something looks, it just looks a little off. Just two shades off, and it wasn't good. Oh my God. So then I get my license back. Okay, you can go, you can leave.
And where are you going to go?
I'm going right here in the driveway. I'm like, I can't stop anywhere else. So I stop for gas, and then I'm sitting in the gas station. And then this guy is walking up to the gas station attendant, and he's like, do you know how to get to Philly? Do you know how to get to Philly? And the gas station attendant doesn't speak English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So the guy was kind of getting to be a...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's being a jerk to this guy. You know what I mean? But you could tell he was frustrated. Like, I was not siding with this guy at all. And I was kind of, like, rolling on my window. Because, like, you know, I don't want to give this guy directions.
But you also want to get him away from the other guy.
Yeah, but I also don't want to infuriate, you know what I mean, where it's going to be a problem. So I'm like, well, I'll just shut him up and give him directions.
Yeah.
And let him go. You know what I mean? And the guy that he was talking to, we wasn't helping either. Because he was just, you know, point someplace.
Yeah.
You know, go inside or something. You know what I mean? So it was like a standoff. And I'm like, oh, God. So I waved the guy off. I'm like, come here. Here's what you got to do. I have no money. I'm like, well, okay, this is what you have to do if you have no money. You have to go this way and go this. It's not that easy.
Thank God you know, though.
Barely. I'm like, you have to go. I say, you have to make a theoretical right. You have to go south and make a right. Okay? Can I tell you which the best way to go? I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. I said, take the parkway south. Get off at the rest stop just by exit, Area 100. There'll be big maps there, and you can see which roads run you west. Like, you could take 30 this, 30 that, whatever. Because I couldn't lead him back to the turnpike because he didn't have any money. I wasn't giving the fucking all money.
Yeah.
I'll get him where he's got to go, but he was a jerk to the guy, so I'm not giving him any money.
Yeah.
So he I thought he left.
There is a toll on the parkway.
Yeah, there's toll. I told him.
Did he have some money?
I get scraped, and I get scrounged up some change. I'm like, okay, no problem. But still, I mean,
why is he getting gas?
I know. I think he just stopped for direction. I hope he had gas.
Oh,
he started in Jersey City. He should have followed me. I could have waved him in.
He started in Jersey.
Yeah, he's like, we were in Jersey. We crossed over the George Washington Bridge, and we were in Jersey City on Route 1 and 9. I'm like,
you could have left him with the cops at Barnes and Noble.
I know. Yeah, go see the cops. So you two meet. Yeah, you guys can help. I'll sleep. So then I go in and I get a cup of coffee. This fine cup of coffee that I'm drinking right now.
No crunchies.
No crunchies.
Set
no
up,
crunchies coffee.
Law coffee. That's what you need today. Law coffee.
Law coffee. This is in respect to the Home Depot Police Department. So then I walk in. I'm getting the coffee. I'm pouring the coffee. And this woman walks in. How do you get to Delaware? I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
What are you, this big guy?
And I'm like,
you have a sign that says Google. I'll write up above you.
I'm like, are you kind of going to Philly, kind of going to Delaware? Because the guy explained to me his wife was driving and he had fallen asleep and she got lost. So I knew there was a wife involved with this.
Oh,
so the wife comes in
me.
And she's like, how do I get to Delaware? I'm like, I think I explained this to your husband, but I might as well, you know, I'll explain it to you too.
But wait, he's going to Philly and she's going to Delaware?
No, they were going to Delaware
via
but
Philly?
They were just saying, how do I get to Philly? Because they know how to get to Delaware from there. But apparently not. Because they didn't know what was going on. So I'm like, I said, where are you going? Delaware or Philly? I'm going here. And she was nicer. You know what I mean? And she's the one I gave the money to.
Like, you gave her money?
I didn't have any money.
How much did you give her?
I gave her $10. I'm like, she's like, well, how much is it? We have pennies. You know what?
Can you say scam?
How can you expect to get anywhere with your penny?
It's just, you know, people.
You know what? I have to say, though, I have absolutely no cash. None in my pocketbook. I have my credit card.
Yeah, but that.
You should really have cash, though.
But, I mean, the thing, I mean, people that, I mean, I've been literally. Look at the change at the bottom of my car and say to myself, this is all I have in the world. It's not a good feeling.
No.
You know what I mean? And I've gone into gas stations and, like, can I have $3.47 worth of gas? And I hope it makes me last the whole week. You know, and so you kind of feel bad for people. It's freezing out.
Yeah.
You're completely lost. But I felt like when I finally, I said, okay, now you have a little bit of money. I handed her $10 at here. You're going to go back north. I'm not taking her back roads. Screw it. Go back north. You want to go back north a little bit, and you can jump on the turnpike, and then just take that down. You want to go to Philly? You'll see the signs. If you decide you want to go to Delaware, you'll just keep driving, and you'll go to Delaware. You know what I mean? But I've handed her the money. I'm saying to myself, you should really hand her the money and say, you know what? Tell your husband to be a lot nicer to people.
Yeah.
And I just didn't get it out of my mouth. I just didn't get it out of my mouth. I'm like, if I start a fight here, the Homedale Police Department's going to show up. I have problems. Like, I can't have any cops near me. I'm in the same jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So I just handed her the money, I gave her the directions, and I left.
Yeah.
And I just hightailed it. I didn't hightail it.
No.
I did the speed limit. The speed limit, 10 and 2 on the steering wheel. And I said, well, I'll just sleep in their driveway. So at least I'll get some sleep.
Yeah.
And both cars are here.
Aww.
And everything's good. That's,
right.
That is my story.
You need to go now.
Oh, God.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
All right, anyway, this song by the Chiffons has a very interesting
Story behind it?
Story behind their distinction. Would you? I'd like to hear a clip of it, Alicia, if you may.
Would you?
Yes.
All right. In which case, I will give you the little clip that iTunes gives me.
So then that's I've Got a Boyfriend by the Chiffons. Now here it is again being played on a radio station.
They were fired at the motorcade of President Kennedy today near the downtown section. KLIF News is checking out the report. We will have further reports. Stay tuned.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, that was the song that was playing. That was the first report of Kennedy. You know, they didn't know what was going on. It was in Dallas. Because back then it wasn't, you know, like everybody was covering it. So it was the Dallas people that got it. And the guy at the radio station got a phone call. Like, three shots were fired at the president. And he just went with it. And
wow.
They just broke into that song. And then if you, like, you know, look up that song, it says that that's at the stage. That in the middle of that song was the first time that it was announced.
Whoa,
I just thought
freaky.
That it's interesting.
That'll win you a Trivial Pursuit game.
Yeah, and I just wasn't like, oh, my God. Like, imagine, like, that was like, we finally made it on the radio.
Yeah.
Everything's great. We're on the radio. And what? And in the middle, it's just, like, the worst news in the world. That's gonna happen to us,
right?
At least we'll be on the radio.
We'll be on the radio.
Who can I shoot?
Hey,
to get
on
the radio?
Okay, WXYZ. Here's a paper cup from the WAG. It's gonna be the new greatest song in the world. So listen to it. It's special to be bulletin. Florida has separated from the continental United States. Everybody is dead in Florida. There'll be more breaking news. And now back to the WAG.
Got a lot of news. Got a lot of love.
Corn in Iowa was eaten by locusts. We have no more food. Now back to the way.
That's awful.
I wish I was.
What's gonna happen?
A paper cup. I wish I was.
We bring in this special bulletin. The Soviet Union is now bombing us. We have mere seconds to live. So on your way out, listen to the musical stylings of the way. That's great.
We're currently tracking approximately 2,400 inbound Soviet warheads.
At DEFCON 1.
just thought it was funny if thank you. If we finally get on the radio and something bad happens.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
I was using a pen the other day, and it was an erasable one.
Okay.
You know, and the science, the technology behind it has gotten much better. Because I remember when they first came out, it was just like a piece of sandpaper on the end of the thing. It was less of a pen eraser and more of a paper remover.
Mm-hmm.
Like you sit there and just erase, and you're through the paper.
And you still never get rid of it.
And you never get rid of it. But now they work. Mm. Like, they really work. Like, and they when you write with a pen that's not erasable and you use the eraser, it doesn't erase it. You have to use the erasable ink for it. And I just thought it was interesting.
You see those pens now, they're like electronic pens. Like, you could write something and it will...
Remember?
Store that information.
What?
Mm-hmm. In the pen.
Yeah.
It knows what you're writing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know exactly how that... Like, what do? Plug it into a computer and, like, it...
Yeah, it's probably
it probably USB just remembers a... Yeah, that's...
Isn't that extraordinary?
That's pretty cool.
You want one?
You just spy on people that way. Just give them the pen, and then you just take it away from them and see what they're writing.
Yeah.
Not like a lot of people write nowadays.
No.
Yeah. Not like the other people give you back your pen.
Yeah. That's funny.
But isn't that cool? I saw that just today.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Erasable pens. They would have been good in school.
I don't think you're allowed to use them.
No. We had those four-color pens.
Yeah.
I love them.
Then you'd sit there and then, like, because we had teachers that were like, okay, you can grade your own test this week. They just didn't want to grade the tests. And then you bring out your four-color pen, like, no, it's on blue. And no, it's really on, I mean, it's on red. I'm going to break everything.
Switch them.
Yeah. Before you went to class, you did surgery on this pen. And you moved all the colors around. Like, no, it's on red. I'll make sure to do it. And you're just writing your answers in. And, but the teachers know. We weren't stupid. Everybody had those stupid multicolored pens.
Yeah. And the ones with the blue barrel were fine, and the ones with the orange barrel were medium.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you did not?
I just remember having the...
I only had the blue bottom ones.
And then you were fine.
Clicking them all. Click, click, click,
click, click, click. And then you would get it stuck.
Yeah.
You're like, crap, now I can't use it.
You get two at once.
Yeah.
Two at once and they stick out. And you're like, oh, screw. But yeah, we used to do our own tests that way.
Yeah.
And then we knew how to do it. Like, you gave yourself... Like, we didn't care. I just wanted to graduate.
Yeah, you didn't give yourself 100.
Yeah. So we had Cynthia Yap. She was, like, the smartest kid in the world. So it was like, okay, what did Cynthia Yap get? Okay, she got a 95. Okay, I'll give myself an 83 or something. Like, we didn't know until the end of the test. So we just sit there and do it. I had one friend of mine, he was just always constantly giving himself 100.
Mm.
You know, and I'm like, no, Cynthia Yap only got 95. You're going to ruin this for us. Yeah. And we had their multicolored pens and we were doing, you gotta be careful. As soon as the test was over, like, Cindy, yeah, what'd you get? I got a 92. I'm like, oh, good. I gave myself, like, a 79. You know what I mean? Because if Cindy Yap gets, like an 82, you better give yourself a D. Because you ain't getting Cindy Yap level. She was a smart girl in class. You never got the Cindy Yap level.
Wow. There was one time where, I was in Spanish class, and we had a, I guess we had to, whatchamacallit, we would have to take these, we'd have to translate, like a paragraph or something like that, from Spanish into English, and one of my friends, like, I forgot to do it, and one of my friends, like, just copy what I got over here, copy my thing, whatever, and I'm like, I never really did that, but I did it this one time, right? And he gave me a fake paragraph.
Oh, did he?
It was on purpose. Because he knew I didn't have it for his period or whatever. So I start reading this paragraph. It's like a story or whatever. So I start going and I'm just like, well, you know, I'm sure it's right or whatever. Like, the cowboy walked into the saloon and he went on the horse. And I guess that was like real. So he was smart enough to make the first bit of it real. So you're in class and you're reading this. And, you know, everybody's like, you know, looking at their papers or looking at you, whatever. Looking at the papers. So I'm reading. The cowboy went to the saloon after he got off the horse. And then he went and he got a couple of drinks. And then when, like, the dust storm kicked up outside, I see everybody's now focused in on me. Even the teacher. Like, normally they look down at, you know, at their papers, whatever. And at that point, I realized, because my friend started smirking, whatever. Like, it gets a little sketchy at this point. And the teacher said, I'm sure it does. It had nothing to do with dust storms, you know. And I said, well, I couldn't understand. He's like, all right, Brian, Next. It was very funny, though.
I remember trying to, you know, you have the double space your reports.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, the report had to be 5 pages, and you'd like 2.5 space, 3 space your report to see if the teacher, noticed, and they could just drop you down grade. You know, you triple space this thing. It's like every page had a letter on it. They look like flashcards.
Are you still friends with anybody from like high school?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I wouldn't say, like...
Dude, that's not right. Sherry and I went to high school together. No, that didn't even work.
I'm not, like, close friends with anybody, really. I mean, I was for a while, but...
What about, like, what about, I don't know, dare I say, like, grammar school or anything like that? Do you guys have anybody from that point?
Yeah, I had a group of people that were just like, we were the Washington School Kids because the first round of schools in our town was 1 through 5, and there was like 5 of them.
Right.
So we were Washington School Kids, and then we went from Washington School to Union School to high school. So those were the kids that you spent your entire life with.
The Washington. The
Washington School Kids.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
There was a distinction between... kids from Highlands and kids from Atlantic Highlands in our high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
One was like, what, the Bay Rats, and one was something else, like the, I forget.
Really?
Yeah, they actually had a distinction. And I had lived in both towns, so like I was like, I don't know what I was, but I was a combination, I guess.
I had a nearsighted chemistry teacher, which was great. We took like chemistry 2 AP. Nobody wanted to take this class, but we liked the teacher.
Yeah.
He was like a Bueller kind of teacher, but I don't know, we took him and there was like 8 people in the class, and one day he's just teaching, and we're all just sitting there, like asleep, and he just says, all right, he stops mid-sentence, he's like, all right, you guys aren't listening to me, what do you want to do? We're like, labs, God, he loves to do labs. So instead of teaching for 4 days and doing a lab for a day, he said, okay, pay attention for one day. And then you could do labs for 4 days.
He'd probably like that, too.
Yeah, because then he would just sit there and do whatever he wanted.
Well, not even
when
just
we were
that,
sitting there doing labs.
He would know that you were learning. He was actually having an
effect. Oh, yeah, no, he was probably like, great. So that one day, he had to cram 4 days of information in. And then after that, it was just 4 days of mixing chemicals together. Because he couldn't see. He was nearsighted. He was burning magnesium. And there was like flashes of like the sun was burning. And he would just start pouring chemicals together to see what would happen.
Wow.
And he was just like, okay, wait, okay. And he would catch us sometimes. You know what I mean? And he's just like, okay, if you're going to mix chemicals, just let me know what you're mixing. You know what I mean? So then we just, what happens when I mix this one with this one? He goes, don't do that. Wear your goggles. Always wear your goggles.
And then you would come out and you would have that stupid mark around your face.
Yeah. We'd just be in the back playing with mercury, just bouncing it around. Hey, this is great.
Wow. We had, in our school, we had school elections, and the people running, the students running for election, were allowed to go on the loudspeaker and, like, say stuff.
Yeah, we had that, too.
And it was one year I was running for school president, or class president or something, and I made a whole little tiny speech, whatever, but I used just Beatles song titles in it. I was so proud. I was like,
wow.
Oh, this is so cool.
Did you get elected?
I actually did. I did get elected, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was a class president junior year.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And I don't think I was very good, though. I didn't really do anything. I went to the they would have, you know, were you ever
meetings
on?
Meetings in the library. Yeah, I was some student rep. That was
yeah,
all
they had meetings in the library, but it was nothing.
No, I don't remember anything.
Thinking back, I mean, If I thought about it.
This just in. 3 shots were fired at President Oscar.
Great.
More breaking news after that story. Sorry, bro.
Nice.
Please keep in touch with the show via email at imaginaryradio@optonline.net and look us up on Facebook.
I have a little MacGyver story growing up. I was a few years older than my cousin, so... I was able to babysit for her one time and the neighbor's kids. So I was over there and my aunt left And the kids come over, and one by one, they were just doing, they would go up one stair at a time and start on the first stair, and they do like a back walkover up on the stair.
Yeah.
And they'd go up to the next one and then do the back walkover. Well, as they get up to the top, there was a wall, like right up on the top level, and the girl did one final walkover, and as she went over, her knee went right through the wall.
Oh.
So we're like, okay, oh my god. So she was alright, and then when she got up, she pulled her knee out, and there was a hole right in the wall.
A knee-shaped hole.
So, yeah. So I was like, oh my god, we're gonna get in so much trouble. No, I'm gonna get in so much trouble. I'm the one babysitting everybody. So we're like, oh, what are we gonna do? Oh my god. So my cousin and I came up with this brilliant idea. Like, I'm like, wait a minute. There's paint down in the basement, right? Because, you know, she would keep some extra paint down there.
And as you do.
Right. We took a piece of paper, put it on the wall, painted over it, let it dry, and wouldn't you know it, that paper stayed there for 10 years.
Are you
like,
serious?
I'm not kidding. And every year we'd go over for Thanksgiving, and I'd look up at the stairs, and there was the paper on the wall.
And they never could tell?
Never, nope. And then years later, like, my aunt decided to redo the living room and, of course, paint and everything. She's like, what the heck is this? And she, like, hits the wall and puts her finger right through it. And she figured it out. I was like, wow. Oh. So I had to tell her. I could look. Oh,
10 years down the road. Did you get in trouble?
No. She laughed. She was not that kind of person. You know, she's really cool about it. But
that's funny.
For 10 years, I stayed there.
I can't never believe it. Literal wallpaper.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty ingenious.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.